Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Now, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us today one of my favorite guests, Dr. Russell Blaylock, who practiced neurosurgery for many years in Jackson, Mississippi. And now, of course, he's retired and certainly trying to get information out on many issues. We carry a number of his books. We carry his book on excitotoxins, going into the background of aspartame and the serious damage it's doing to your children and to you if you're using very much of the aspartame products, and his latest book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. But there is a new worldwide epidemic, and I've asked Dr. Blaylock to come on, and we can talk about this severe acute respiratory syndrome and all the organized misinformation and lies that are being told to confuse the American people. But then, so what else is new? I mean, this is the standard program of using the controlled media to confuse the people, so they'll go along with almost anything. Oh, how is the government going to protect us from this? Ladies and gentlemen, the government is not going to protect you from this or really from anything else. And if you're not concerned about your family or yourself enough, why, there can be some very, very serious consequences. Russell, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate the invitation, Stan.
All right, fine. Well, let's just get a little bit in the background of what have you been able to find out so far in your reading? Because I know you've been going onto the World Health Organization page and the CDC page. What do we really know about this new virus? Has there ever been a virus like this before?
Well, according to the World Health Organization, their virologist and epidemiologist, Klaus Stohr, made the statement that this virus is unlike anything that's ever been seen in humans or in animals. So this is an entirely new virus. You know, there's some stories that it originated in animals and then spread to man. This is a coronavirus, and the coronavirus characteristically does not spread from animals to humans. There's one species of the coronavirus that is only in humans, another that is only in animals. So if it did such a thing, it's unknown up to this time.
But of course, my understanding is that it incorporates a number of different coronaviruses from a number of different animals. Have you run into that?
Well, they just completed the genetic mapping of this new virus, and we really don't know what the final word is on it, but yeah, there's numerous types of coronaviruses, but there's only one species or several species that are only found in humans. They don't transmit from humans to animals, animals to humans.
All right, fine. And so now, have you come across any suggestion that there is another component in this virus, that there may be a chlamydia grafted into this?
Well, I've heard some rumors of it. We don't have any firm evidence from the virologists themselves, but as I think you had mentioned in the past, Dr. Garth Nicholson indicated that the chlamydia genetic structure may be incorporated in this virus.
We're going to have him on tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be talking about that the next couple of days. I think it's vitally important people know what's really going on. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views and the views of our guest. And today our guest is Dr. Russell Blaylock from Jackson, Mississippi. And he's been a neurosurgeon for many years now. He's spending his time researching and studying. And we carry his two books, The Excitotoxin, The Taste It Kills, and his second book, most recent one, Life-Saving Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And then we have a four-tape set with Dr. Blaylock, which is Life-Saving Secrets. So, but let's get a little bit into the background of this this new organization that causes the severe acute respiratory syndrome, so-called SARS. And, you know, of course, right now, a little over 100 people have died, but it's beginning to get into the United States and Canada, and really countries all over the world are suddenly beginning to report cases of this, aren't they?
Yes. In fact, there's been recently several cases reported in Florida. And it is the first case that's been reported spread through the workspace. So, you know, now it's escaping just immediate families and on airplanes. It's getting out into the work areas as well. Also, there were two members of a cruise line that are possible SARS cases. So that if you, of course, get it on a cruise ship, you're talking about thousands of people infected rather than a few hundred on an airplane. So the potentiality for a widespread and a deadly epidemic is always there. Even though this has only a 4% mortality rate, 10 to 20% of the people that develop infection require hospitalization, intensive care, and ventilatory support. That means they put a tube in their trachea and breathe for them until they recover. So. In about 10 to 20%, it's an extremely severe infection, and 4% of those are dying. So it's something to worry about.
And the other interesting thing that a lot of these are younger people. I mean, they're not necessarily the old people with severely immunocompromised, and many of these are people who are working in hospitals as well.
Right. A lot of the healthcare workers have become infected. Up to this point, most of the deaths were in the elderly or people with chronic diseases, but on the World Health Organization website today, they're reporting some children developing SARS.
I'm going to have to interrupt you right there and bring out our last station right now. All right, let's stand back here. We have now all of our stations that are listening to us across America. Our guest today is Dr. Russell Blaylock. We're talking about SARS, the severe acute respiratory syndrome. Oh, yeah, the coronavirus, it's cold virus, which seems to be a large component of this, only involves the upper respiratory tract. But now we have associated with that something that produces a potentially lethal pneumonia. And even though only 4% of the people die, if this disease continues to be as infectious as it would appear to be at this time, you may be talking about 100 million people, or pardon me, a billion people getting infected, and 3% or 4% of a billion people is an awful lot of people. You're talking about 30 or 40 million people, the potential for this. And you go back and you study the influenza epidemic in 1918, and a lot of people didn't die, high percentage of death, and yet because so many people got the disease, 20 million people, some people say 40, but at least 20 million people died throughout the world at that time. And Dr. Blaylock was saying that there are reports now that the children are coming down with this severe acute respiratory syndrome?
That's correct.
All right, fine. Of course, is there any treatment for it at all other than just support it?
Well, they're using several of the antiviral agents. The ones that seem to have the most effectiveness is ribavirin. And they're combining it with steroids at the same time. That has some effectiveness, but generally it's just supportive care until either you recover or it overwhelms you. That's the medical treatment. Now I propose a different treatment that I think would be a lot more successful.
Well, now, what are you going to suggest?
Well, basically, what I have worked out in terms of bioterrorism agents, including all the different things, anthrax and smallpox, etc., is nonspecific immune stimulation. And this is supported by Ken Alibak, who was one of the top rank officers in the bio-prepared from the Soviet bioweapons labs. And he said that vaccination, of course, is extremely dangerous. There's too many agents. You can't safely do that. And so non-specific immune stimulation is the only thing to do. And basically what that entails is getting your immune system into top condition using nutritional supplementation. There are several different supplements now that can specifically activate the part of the immune system that fights viruses and bacteria and funguses, and that's called the macrophage and the neutrophil, primarily the macrophage. Beta-glucan, which is an extract from the yeast cell wall, powerfully stimulates this macrophage cell, boosts the ability of the immune system to destroy viruses very early once they enter the body. And it's highly effective. They've used it in all sorts of situations of severe injury, post-operative infections, and all of these different things, radiation exposure, things where you would see the most serious infections have had rather dramatic response to the beta-glucan use. And you can take it by mouth, capsules. It's available without prescription. So that would be high on the list. The others are a product called Cellular Forte IP6, which is also a natural compound that specifically stimulates the part of the immune system that fights viruses and bacteria and funguses. It also denies these organisms iron, which is absolutely essential to any bacteriological or viral organism. It has to have a ready supply of iron, and this supplement will bind the iron so that the bacteria cannot use it. And so it's very effective for infections, and you can combine the beta-glucan and the IP6 together and get a very good antiviral response. I would recommend people, for instance, if they're going to be on cruise ships or being flying or any kind of situation where they're at high risk, to take these, or at least the beta-glucan daily, and that way your immune system can react very quickly and with full power to overcome these viruses before they can reproduce enough to cause any disease. And what people need to realize, the incubation period of all viral diseases and bacterial diseases, that's the period between the time you're exposed to the infection and you actually start to develop symptoms. What that is, that's the period that this virus or the bacteria has to grow from a few organisms to billions of organisms, in other words, a high enough number to start causing disease. If your immune system reacts as soon as this virus or bacteria enters the body, you never get sick. And this is what's happening with a significant number of the SARS cases. They never get sick or have mild disease. Their immune systems are reacting very quickly. So what you can do with the beta-glucan and the IP6 is you can make your immune system do just that. It reacts so quickly that the organism doesn't have time to reproduce. And that gives you a large degree of safety. Now, this is not theoretical. This is something that I use all the time, particularly during the flu season. We had a very bad flu this year. Most of the victims that I saw, I just put them on the beta-glucan or the combination, immediately wiped out the flu within 24 hours. And those that were already severely sick and those that weren't, they never got the flu. So it works very well. It's not just theoretical.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's so important that people understand exactly what Dr. Blaylock was saying. And I had the opportunity on one occasion to interview Mr. Alibak, Ken Alibak, the number two man in the Soviet biowarfare unit. He told me he'd been immunized for 56 different diseases and probably received many shots for many of those immunizations. He said that, you know, that basically he was so allergic to everything. Because a multiple challenge to the immune system produces hypersensitivity and hyperimmunity and these autoimmune diseases. And he said that, you know, he said, you will kill people if you try to immunize them against all of these different diseases. And, of course, he expressed just the feeling that you did, that what we needed to do was to try to increase immunity. And said, on the other hand, all we ever hear here in America is, oh, we got to come up with a new vaccine, but we want to protect the vaccine manufacturers. Because after all, if we don't protect them, they're not going to make the vaccines. And I'm wondering how many people would buy a car if the manufacturer of the car had so little confidence in the car that he said, well, you can't sue me, and I'm not going to make any more cars unless I have immunity from suit. How many people would want to fly in airplanes if the airplane manufacturer said, well, we don't have any confidence in our airplanes. There may be a lot of flaws in them, but you give us immunity and we'll build these planes, but then we'll have no real incentive to do a real good job. In fact, once you remove the incentive to do a good job from companies, how many of you think that they're really going to do a good job? And I'm very concerned, Dr. Blaylock, that there is this organized effort within our legislatures to give the vaccine companies a free ride. They can't be sued. Anybody else can. Doctors can be sued. But who'd want to go to a doctor where, of course, you knew that no matter what he did, no matter how harmful it was to you, you would have no legal recourse? I certainly wouldn't go to a doctor that would do that. That would require that, and I certainly wouldn't want to take a vaccine, even if the government told me that I should take it, because I wouldn't trust the vaccine manufacturer. If they don't have enough confidence in their own products, why should we have confidence in them?
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree or disagree, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, you know, of course, we're told, oh, my goodness, you know, if we don't give the vaccine manufacturers like Eli Lilly, immunity, they're going to quit manufacturing these vaccines. Trouble is, Eli Lilly doesn't manufacture vaccines. They manufacture the mercury that's been in those vaccines that's been damaging the minds and brains of the kids. And they knew it was damaging, and they produced it, and they sold it anyway because it was very profitable. So you've gone into that extensively, haven't you, Dr. Blaylock?
Right. Exactly.
All right, fine. Well, we've got all sorts of people calling in. Obviously, this is a subject that many, many people are concerned about. Right now, we've got Bart calling in from... Carmel, I guess it is. Hi, Bart. How you doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you very much. Dr. Blaylock, I know your focus is mainly on finding medical solutions to problems for people, but I really must say, in the chronology of events that has occurred since 9/11, so much has happened that we sometimes forget some of the events. And one event that occurred that I'd like to call your attention to right now that may play into this is this. Now, I understand the latest count of the world-class microbiologist genetic engineers who have either died mysteriously or disappeared or been murdered now stands at 17 worldwide. These are the best in the world in the field of gene splicing, microbiology, all the things that would have to do with the kind of bizarre virus that we see in this SARS virus. Now, these would be the men that you'd want to contact to say, hey, help us figure this out. And they're gone. And I just wanted to throw that out for you to chew on. And the other item was that I understand the best estimates of the mortality rate of the Spanish flu was 2.5%. And you might want to comment on that also, and I'll take your observations on the air. Thank you very
much.
Thanks
so much, Bart. Okay, fine. We can, I think, let the first comment stand by itself. There have been a number of very, very strange deaths of people who've worked in this field in recent years. And, of course, actually within a matter of a couple of months, most of them died under very mysterious circumstances. People will say, oh, well, that sounds like the X-Files. Well, if you, of course, had talked to as many paid assassins as I have, people who are paid by the government and by the CIA to kill other people, and, of course, sometimes they've done it and sometimes they haven't, why, of course, you would not think this is ridiculous at all. There really are evil and wicked people out there, but we're going to have to wait until we get back from our break to have Dr. Blaylock comment on the second question that Bart had raised. So hang on there. We're going to have to take a short break here, and then we'll be right back. And, of course, we'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. And it really consists of film clips
that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blooming from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-1. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down, that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And it recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just wanted to mention that on Memorial Day weekend, that's the May 24th, May 25th, there is going to be a conspiracy conference over in Santa Clara, and I'm going to be speaking there. There are going to be other people speaking on conspiracy. Is there a conspiracy? Is there something working behind the scenes? Well, I will tell you, after looking at the websites of some of the other speakers there, they're on the other side. They are part and parcel of this whole subterranean movement we keep talking about, but you're going to have a chance to hear them present their positions and tell you what a great guy Aleister Crowley was and how wonderful Madame Blavatsky was. But then, of course, I will be there presenting the Judeo-Christian position as to what's going on. And I'm really going to have to ask you to pray for me, because it's really going to be a real confrontation. But we think it's going to be a fascinating experience. We hope many of you will want to come. If you'd like to know more about it, why, you call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Or go to their website, conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. And I think it'll be a fascinating experience. There is a conspiracy. Of course, it's a conspiracy against God. It's always been there, and it's coming to its culmination as we... during our lifetimes. I sincerely believe that. So if you'd like to come, why, I hope you're going to be there rooting for our side. And then I certainly want to mention the Big Berkey. It is a water filter. It's a very effective water filter. And in times like this, you need to have a good supply of clean water. This is what missionaries have used for years. The Big Berkey has ceramic filters, and they can be cleaned many times. The ordinary costs about $279. It's $239 if you get it through Radio Liberty. And, of course, why, if you buy it through us, why, you'll get one of our videos or 4 tapes that we produce. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, the Big Berkey. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we're talking about SARS. We're talking about the severe acute respiratory syndrome and all of the indications that I've been able to find going into talking to key people in the research field, that this would appear to be a biologically manufactured organism. Have you heard that at all, Dr. Blaylock, or allusions to that possibility?
Yes, and in fact, I talked to a friend of mine who's an infectious disease specialist, and he was convinced that it's also a bioterrorism agent. In his experience, he has never seen a case of a coronavirus causing pulmonary infection and pneumonia. And in the literature, as I looked up coronaviruses, they made the same statement that you just rarely, if ever, saw a deep pulmonary infection with coronavirus. but there's many things pointing to an engineered agent.
And, of course, this is characteristic not only of the upper respiratory infection, which, of course, this is very, very communicable, but, of course, this is a lower lobe pneumonia. And of course, there is another organism that is producing this, or certainly some component of the original one. And we'll have the latest information on that tomorrow when we have Dr. Garth Nicholson on with us, who has over 550 peer-reviewed papers, and will certainly give us the latest information. But right now, let's go to Harry. Harry, where are you calling from?
Calling from Michigan.
Okay, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Two quick things. Dr. Blalock, I heard you talking about it briefly. Do you have a particular nutritional regimen which you prescribe for people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you just mention that again?
You mean the entire program?
Well, actually, it's all in the book, but it's a beta.
Okay, that's all I need to know is the book itself. I don't want to tie up too much time here.
All right. The book is entitled Life-Saving Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927.
8927, okay.
And it's a great book. And then we have a four-tape set of interviews as well, although I recommend the book first. And then if you want to hear me talk to Dr. Blalock for 4 hours, why, that's the Life-Saving Secrets.
Okay. This morning, real quickly, this morning I happened to hear on a talk show very early, and the host was saying to the person, I don't take a flu shot. And this, I think he was a doctor, I'm not sure, but he's in that field of immunology and what have you. And he said, oh, no, you can take the flu shot because the viruses are either dead or they're genetically altered in such a way that they won't cause you any harm.
All right, fine. Let's get Dr. Blalock's response to that,
because
I will tell you, I have never taken a flu shot. Dr. Blalock, how do you feel about the influenza shots that they keep telling everybody that they've got to get them, especially if they're older?
Well, in my opinion, nobody should take the flu shot. Number one, it contains thimerosal, which is mercury-containing. Even though they've told people that they've taken mercury out of vaccines, it's not true. A recent review has shown that the mercury is still in the vaccine. So every time you take a flu shot, the mercury is absorbed. It's preferentially absorbed in the brain, 10 times higher levels in brain and in the blood. And that mercury stays in the brain for many decades. So each time you get a dose, more of it accumulates in the brain. The other thing is that the only reason you have any response from the vaccine at all is because it stimulates the immune system. It's not specific stimulation, but non-specific stimulation. So that's the only reason you get any response at all. If you have poor nutrition or impaired immune system or chronic disease and you get the vaccine, you're much, much more likely to have complications, things from encephalitis, neurological disorders, paralysis, all sorts of things can result from it. They do use a dead virus in the most of these vaccines. Now, when they use what's called attenuated viruses, these are live viruses which they pass through tissue culture. When they do that, the virus gradually gets to the state where it will not cause the flu in most people. What we've discovered recently is that what happens later in life is that this virus stays in your body for the rest of your life and lives, but because your body's producing a lot of free radicals, these free radical particles mutate the DNA in the bacteria of the virus, and this can produce new pathogenic viruses that can produce new diseases, including neurological diseases. This is one of the problems with the coronavirus, is that it causes chronic neurological disorders long after you've recovered from the acute effects of a cold. There's a strong correlation between coronavirus infection and multiple sclerosis. This virus has been isolated from the multiple sclerosis lesions in the brain and nerves of these patients in a high percentage of cases. With the infection of the Spanish flu of 1917-1918, one of the problems was post-encephalitic Parkinson's disease.
All right, we're going to have to interrupt you there, Russell. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
The Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five rules, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, both of his mentors, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, we were talking earlier about the Big Berkey filters, and these are great filters. They've been used for a long time. They'll actually provide enough water for a family. I think they'll filter up to about 25 gallons of water a day, and the filters can be used repeatedly, but they are actually, the filters are only available, they're available in 48 states, but not in California and Iowa. Now, there is another filter. It's called the Berkey Light. And that, of course, instead of being stainless steel, is a clear plexiglass. It's sort of like a bulletproof glass. And then it has a different type of filter. It's called the Black Berkey filters. And those are very efficient filters, but they have to be replaced every couple of years. However, the Black Berkey works and works extremely efficiently. It takes out MTBE. It takes out many of the pesticides and other things that are very difficult to get out. And of course, when you put in a billion bacteria, according to the producer, men who produce this, why, you get no detectable bacteria down below. Amazing filters. And the Black Berkey is only $199, unless you want to get the lights along with it. And that's sort of a little luxury. $199. It's a great product, and it's available through Radio Liberty by giving us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And we give you, if you buy it through us, either a video we produced or a four-tape set we produced. The girls have a suggested list. If you just call them at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And the Berkey Light is available in every state in the Union other than in the state of Iowa. So the Berkey Light works very efficiently. We got ourselves one, and my wife commented, hey, the water tastes very good, and we actually have well water. We haven't had a problem, but we just want to have this in place in case there is a problem here in America. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon, Dr. Russell Blaylock. His book that we're really talking about is Health and Nutrition Secrets that Can Save Your Life. And I will tell you that we have sold more of those books than any other book we ever had before in such a short period of time. And we think it's an excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It goes into what they're doing with mercury, what they're doing with vaccines, the damage they're doing to children. The average doctor really doesn't know it because he's not allowed to hear about it at the medical meetings. He's not allowed to read about it in the medical journals. Why? Because they're financed by the drug companies, and the last thing they want is for the doctors to know. And besides that, there is another agenda. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda monograph, you really need to. Or get my letters, my monthly letters, June and July of the year 2002, and read about the vaccines, and you'll realize that it is far more than for profit, the reason that they're keeping the truth from the American people. Well, right now, of course, we've got the full board here. Let's go to Roger calling in from Allentown. Hi, Roger. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, thanks, gents. Just to bounce my comment off you and hang up. And this was, according to this morning, it was Dr. Len Horowitz on with Dave and Joyce, probably that guy was referring to earlier then or a few days ago. And his contention, a bit contrarian, he says that this SARS virus shows no particular evidence of being any more deadly, or in fact probably less deadly than your average influenza virus. Now, everyone that dies, of course, gets put into the statistical pool, but he says the 3%, or now you say 4% death rate attributed, projected, that doesn't include a lot of in other words, that's only the reported cases. So probably the majority survivors are never in that reporting system at all. and hence the name in part for his new website, sarscam.com, and God bless.
All right, fine. We've looked at the material, and we're just going to have to wait and see, but I really think that this is going to be a very serious problem. What are your thoughts about that, Russell?
Well, I would again emphasize the coronavirus has never caused a human fatality due to lower respiratory infection. It does not infect the lungs and produce pneumonia, so that has never been seen before. The other thing I emphasize again is that even though 4% are dying, 10 to 20% are requiring ventilatory support. That is, they have to be on a respirator. We don't see that with flu, and we don't see it certainly with the coronavirus. So that's a serious complication that up to 20% of people have to be intubated and put on a respirator to save their life, even though they eventually recover. The other thing is going into young people producing a severe infection as well, people with healthy immune systems, or we assume it is, and otherwise in good health. So we're seeing something we don't see. Now, coronavirus is not flu. They're two different sets of viruses. So he's comparing flu to a virus that before was relatively benign. Now, we know that people can die from flu, but that's apples and oranges. So his contention is completely wrong, and we're seeing 20% of people having severe respiratory failure associated with this virus.
All right, fine. Well, let's then go to Jim, who's calling about the flu shots. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Oh, I was doing pretty well until I heard what Dr. Blaylock was saying earlier, and now I'm concerned. I've been off work for a couple of years with seizure-related disorder disability, and I'm beginning to wonder because I became disabled in the summer of 2000, and every year, starting with 99 out, I've been getting the flu shots because of the fact that with my asthma and also congestive heart condition, the doctor said that, you know, I needed to avoid getting the flu. And so I've been getting flu shots regularly. And now I'm hearing Dr. Blaylock say that there's thimerosal in the flu shot.
Yeah, that mercury in it. And believe me, your doctor is doing just what every other doctor does, because they don't listen to programs like this. They're too busy, working, and the doctor is not just telling you something that, intentionally would be harmful. But I tell you, I would not take a flu shot. You get Guillain-Barré from this. There are all sorts of complications with the flu shots. We're seeing increasing asthma. We're seeing increasing autoimmune disease. In our children, the incidence of juvenile or adult diabetes in our children is just increasing at a phenomenal rate, and we're seeing an explosion of autism, and everything's being done to convince the children and the parents, this has got to be because the children are too fat or they're eating too many hamburgers. And nobody wants to mention the very real possibility that this is related to autoimmune disease, related to the immunizations. Would you like to comment on what Jim was saying, Dr. Blaylock?
Yeah, I would add two things. Number one is mercury has two sites in the body that accumulates and produces the most damage, and that is the brain and the heart. So if you have seizures and you're accumulating mercury in your brain, your seizures are going to be much worse and be more uncontrollable. This is because mercury increases excitotoxicity of the brain, which is a central mechanism of seizures. Second thing, it poisons the enzymes in the heart muscle, increasing the congestive heart failure problem, weakening the heart muscle. So by taking the flu shot every year, you're making yourself considerably worse. Now, what I say is you can get a lot more benefit out of nutritional immune modulation following the program that I recommend, and protect yourself against the flu and protect yourself against all other infections and strengthen the heart muscle itself and reduce your risk of having seizures.
Now,
so you get the benefit of multiple areas of your problem.
Is there something that can be done to at least somewhat purge any mercury?
Yeah, one of the simplest things, of course, is garlic. Garlic removes mercury from the brain. It takes months to do it, or even a year, but it's probably as effective as anything in removing brain mercury. magnesium will also remove brain mercury over a long period of time. And the additional advantages, magnesium reduces seizures. It also strengthens the heart muscle. So you get that added benefit from it as well. Now there are drugs that are not prescription drugs, but drugs like DMSA, which will bind the mercury and remove it from you as well, but several of the natural products can do that, and garlic's one of the most efficient.
Okay, anything else, Jim?
Yes, on the garlic, now like garlic and tablets, or should I go with just fresh garlic, or how do you...
I'd use the extract, a concentrated extract of about 300 milligrams three times a day. Now, if you're on anticoagulants, you have to be careful with garlic because garlic is an anticoagulant, and it will thin your blood slightly, about like taking an aspirin.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Jim. And we're going to go to Tony here. Hi, Tony.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. I've been reading Blaylock's book, and I really enjoy it, by the way.
Thank you.
I just emailed you a copy of House Resolution 2977. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at that here.
No, I haven't. What's it about?
It's a congressman in Ohio who's running for president, Kucinich or something like that. But anyway, he's authored as a bill to ban, amongst other things, chemtrails.
Okay, that's a little off the subject, but I'll tell you what, I will try to track that down. And
It's on your email.
All right, thanks very much, Tony.
But the question I wanted to ask had to do with SARS. And if Dr. Blaylock saw any sort of link with blood funguses.
Blood funguses?
Because Dr. Mariah McCain down in Arkansas has a very high-powered microscope. And she's been finding in patients who have really severe illnesses that they have a blood fungus. And I was wondering if he had an opinion on that.
Well, Dr. Blaylock, do you want to comment on that? I have never heard of a blood fungus.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. You can get a fungus in your blood, but usually it's in people that are severely immune compromised can develop funguses. Now, a lot of people are talking about these powerful microscopes and they're finding these things, but that hasn't been confirmed in independent laboratories. So I don't put a lot of weight in that until there's some sort of confirmation.
All right, let's go to Jeannie calling in, and this is our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And hi, Jeannie, how are you doing?
I'm fine. And I might say to the doctor, I have his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets, beside my bedstand.
And I hope he's not putting you to sleep every night.
No, it's very definitive. And being a researcher, it really is good because it explains how the body works, the brain, and so forth. So I'm finding it fascinating and getting some products that he does recommend. Being a researcher, I pulled out a book that I had read in 1999. It was called The Flu, The Story of the Great Flu in 1918. And this was a science reporter. She's talking about how lethal was it. They said it was 25 times more deadly than the ordinary flu. And this Spanish flu killed about 2.5% of its victims. Normally, a flu would kill about 0.1%. I am very concerned. There is a bill in our assembly in California. It's AB 206. It is now in the Health Committee and will be out the end of this month, April 29th. And this has to do with the Emergency Health Powers Act, where they will give you mandatory vaccinations. So I encourage everyone to go on the web, and that's www. This is to get into our Sacramento legislator's office, and it's leginfo.ca.gov, and that's leginfo.california.gov. And I wanted to ask the doctor, How contagious is SARS?
It's extremely contagious, much more than they originally thought. But it appears to be a highly contagious organism.
And, of course, the thing is that they're not sure exactly. They think it's spread by respiratory means. They don't know whether, you can get it on a doorknob, things of that sort. They're even talking about cockroaches spreading it because they can't explain how some of it is spread.
Well, that's interesting because reading this book on the Spanish flu in 1918, it was the very healthy people that actually died from the flu. And they were even saying it came from Spain, but we're even talking about it coming from China. And it appeared, the 1918 flu, in the spring of 1918, and then it subsided for a little bit, and that's when it came back in the fall of 1918 and killed millions of people. So it'd be interesting just to follow this, Dr. Stan, and see what's happening.
I think it is. And, of course, that came at the end of the first war. The war to end all wars, the war to make the world safe for democracy. Whether you know it or not, and our listeners should know this, we have entered World War III. The head of the Israeli Mossad was on 60 Minute 2 a week ago, last Wednesday, and saying we are in World War III. James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, member of the Project for the New American Century and the Council on Foreign Relations, says we're in World War IV. Believe me, it's only a matter of time before we go after Syria and then probably some of the other countries there, perhaps North Korea. And, of course, this is going to promote, in my estimation, a counter-response, and then heaven help us all. But, of course, I believe, of course, God is somehow in this because he brings punishments on nations that have turned against him. And I don't think you can evaluate what's going on today unless you understand the spiritual component behind it. Anything else, Jeannie?
No, I want to thank the doctor for writing his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets.
You want to respond at all to what I was saying, Russell, or should we go on to our next caller?
Yes, I thank her for kind comments about the book. There's an interesting study that's been done recently where they look back at the tissue from some of the people who had the Spanish flu, and now they're saying that it may not have been influenza at all, that it may be a completely different organism.
Oh, interesting.
Particularly, they isolated it from the brains in the people who had post-encephalitic Parkinsonism associated with that epidemic. But I think the parallel here that we have another virus that's associated with delayed chronic neurological disease is particularly upsetting and has close correlation with multiple sclerosis. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen to these survivors of this SARS virus many years later, decades later.
Apparently some of them are still having severe respiratory symptoms, even though, they're much better, they're well, but they're still having pulmonary symptoms. So obviously there's some scarring there and some permanent damage to the lungs. Well, thanks so much, Jeannie.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go on to Ben. Hi, Ben. Where are you calling from?
From Salinas, sir.
Okay, good to have you with us. Question or comment?
I have a comment and a question. My comment is, I happen to be one of those that feels that there's a plan afoot by the current illegal administration and the New World Order to get rid of the elderly and the people that they consider to be useless eaters. That's why they're trying to demolish Social Security and Medicare. My comment is this. Of all the people that die of these influenzas in this country and abroad, why is it we never hear the statistic of those that have died? How many of those deaths had prior, were given the so-called flu vaccines, and how many of those that died never got those vaccines? I think the survivors are probably the ones that have avoided those flu vaccines.
Well, let's get Dr. Blaylock's comment, because I really don't know the answer to your question. What are your thoughts on that, Russell?
Well, that's something they don't look at it. And what you'll look, there's a new article that came out of the New England Journal of Medicine, which hit all the newspapers and news media, in which it was said that those elderly who were taking the flu vaccine every year had a dramatic drop in all-cause mortality, that is, death from any cause, and from heart attacks and strokes. And a big fanfare that this was another reason for everybody above the age 50 to get their flu shot. Well, I read the article in the New England Journal of Medicine. It is the worst study I've ever seen. They only looked at 1 year period, and when you're looking at heart attacks and strokes and all mortality, you certainly can't look at a 1 year period. The other thing is that the entire study was funded by the vaccine board. So you had people who have a vested interest in promoting vaccination who funded the study, designed it, and designed it to have the conclusions that it seemed to indicate. But if you look at people who, number one, who are going to have the highest risk of flu during a flu season, that's people with chronic diseases, neurologic diseases, immune diseases. These are all people who, according to every information put out, these are the people who should be excluded from vaccination. Yet they are promoting it among these people. But if you look at any immunological test, it says these people should not be vaccinated because they're most likely to suffer complications from the vaccine itself. Now, we don't see statistics on the number of people that are dying secondary to the vaccine itself.
We're going to have to hang on. They'll be right back in just a moment. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we want to tell you about some of the other products that we carry. Certainly, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and of course, we can't make any medical claims for them. We will tell you that a lot of our listeners write to us with the most amazing claims or call with the most amazing claims, but all we can do is suggest if you'd like to try them, there's a soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizer. The neutralizer seems to be very good as far as your indigestion, heartburn is concerned. It's a very alkaline solution, and all I can say is a lot of people seem to take it for that. They seem to feel better. But if you'd like, of course, to get more information, or you'd like to get an introductory offer, that we have a special introductory offer for all five products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. And then, of course, we want to mention the Phenopoly set. This is a means by which you can teach your children and your grandchildren how to read phonetically, how to spell phonetically, how to pronounce words phonetically. And phonics is the key to good reading, and it hasn't been used in our schools as part of an intentional program to dumb down our children. There really are evil and wicked people out there. Now, you can order the Phenopoly set. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books. It's $139.95. Most of these programs you'll get will be $300, $400, $500, $600, and this one is $139.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about a Phenopoly set. And then, of course, you'll certainly want to think about getting Dr. Russell Blaylock's books. He has a book on excitotoxins, which we carry. But the most important book, and I really believe it is one of the most important books we carry, is Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And you've had a couple of people call in spontaneously to say how much they have enjoyed the book. And it is well worthwhile. We didn't salt the audience. We didn't tell the people to call in. There have been spontaneous calls by people who really have enjoyed reading Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. So it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we have a 4-tape set that you can get. If you're only going to get one, get of course the book, but you can also get the 4-tape set entitled Life Saving Secrets. And it's 4 interviews with Dr. Blaylock. And you have to understand what they've been doing. They've known about the toxicity of the mercury and the vaccines they've been giving our children, and they've given it anyway. Who would want to harm the brain of a child? And now they've withdrawn it. Oh, shucks, gee, it was a terrible mistake. Or was it a mistake or on purpose? Well, Dr. Stan here, and we really should have ended the program, but Barbara was calling in, and so we thought we'd give her a chance to get a question to Dr. Blaylock before we have to let him go. Barbara, did you have a question?
Yes. Thank you for both of y'all's hard work and dedication. I have a cough, and it's been coming 2 or 3 years now, yellow sick, and I used to... I don't use drugs at all. I'm a strict veggie, so is there anything I can take, doctor? So,
well, have you
like an allergy, but it's not, I know.
But have you been to a doctor and had a chest x-ray or had the standard test workup?
Oh, yes, I had, you know.
And they've checked you for TB and all the other things. And, well, Dr. Blaylock, do you have any comments at all for Barbara?
Well, it depends on whether it's an allergy. I don't know what their final conclusion was.
Yes, it's an allergy, but I think with the cantrails and all, it's just getting worse every year.
Yeah, there's several things that can help block allergies, you know, like the curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric, the spice.
And how do you spell that, sir?
It's C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N.
C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Okay.
It tends to block that enzyme reaction that's responsible for allergies, particularly associated with asthma and those sort of things.
Where do I get this from?
Called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. Okay.
It's also an extract from plants found in many edible plants, but it also helps protect the lungs against allergies.
And I can get these from the health food stores?
Right. You can get those. A third one is hesperidin, H-E-S-P-E-R-I-D-I-N. It acts similar to quercetin. They both are antihistamines reactions, but you don't get sleepy or any of the side effects. But it's very good for people who have allergies. They tend to get a lot better when they take it. Now, each of those you would take in 500 milligrams. You can take two of them twice a day or two of them three times a day, depending on how bad your allergies are.
Oh,
they also help prevent cancer as well, so they have a lot of...
wonderful.
Well, we're going to have to let you go because we're out of time, but thanks very much for calling, Barbara.
Well, I'll call you back and try to get the book out, but thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, Russell, thank you so much for being with us, and I think you're going to be with us for our evening program later this week, but thanks a lot, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you and keep us appraised of what's really happening with this unfolding epidemic.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Dr. Russell Blaylock. And, of course, this is the time when I just have to remind you Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're dependent on those of you out there in the listening audience who believe in what we're doing. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, why, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. And that's the basis, really, of how we're able to do what we do, 5 hours every day and then on 35 stations every weekend. And then, of course, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, why it's available, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you can go up on our website, pull down all of our newsletters at radioliberty.com. We have some great newsletters up there on vaccines and on what really happened on September 11th. If you want a free copy of our March newsletter, which goes into the project for the New American Century, and how Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and certainly Paul Wolfowitz and these others were planning this this whole tragic series of consequences of events, because this war has nothing to do with Iraq. Syria is next on the line, and then nation after nation until we ultimately provoke the Third World War. That's what it's really all about. Pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
out of paper.
Got any martini calls? Yeah, some.
Oh, we got a big turkey.